So today I've got out of the office. I've come to explore Newby Hall, and there's loads of things that happen here. There are miniature railways, there are adventure playgrounds, there is the beautiful, obviously, Newby Hall and its surrounding gardens. But one particular area within Newby Hall is called Matombo. I have two people here who are part of Matombo. I'm going to be having a little go very shortly as well. Would each of you like to introduce yourselves to the Stray FM audience, and then we'll find out a little bit about what it is that you do?
Hi, I'm Orlando Compton. I'm the owner of Matombo.
Hi, I'm Dudza. I'm a show visiting sculptor from Zimbabwe.
So what is Matombo then? It's kind of probably a better idea to get one of you two to describe what it is than myself, because I've only just arrived.
As far as the business is, it's buying from the artists in Zimbabwe stone sculptures, importing them over here and selling them at a reasonable price to visitors of Newby.
So what are the sculptures then? I can see them right now, and they're stunning. They're really, really beautiful. But how would you describe what they are to the listeners?
This is Zimbabwean sculptures, which is done by men and women of Zimbabwe. For us as artists of Zimbabwe, this is our culture. It's our heritage, which we inherited from many, many years ago. It's something which is taught and passed down from ages.
So who taught you then?
I worked with a friend called John Type as an apprentice. I worked with him for 2 years, then decided to venture on my own.
So did you learn when you were in Zimbabwe and then came here to do it, or did you learn it while you were here?
I learned it from Zimbabwe. That's where we do most of the work. So Orlando Compton comes to Zimbabwe and buy finished products. And me and my other friend called Matthew, we come here to show people how we do it the Zimbabwean way.
Yeah. I would imagine that carving things out of stone would take years. If I was trying to create something that we've got in front of us here, and there's a whole variety of sizes. We've got tiny little things that are sort of the size of, I don't know, an egg cup over there. Right down to the bottom of the garden, there are things that I think are almost, if not taller than me. How long do some of these things take, and how does it work?
We can say an average piece can take 2 weeks, since most of the work is done manually, no power tools involved in the work, so it takes a while. But with the skill and more practice, as you practice, it will get easier as we go along.
So something that would take you 2 weeks might take me 2 years.
It will take you more.
Yeah, more than 2 years. You don't know how good I am yet.
The stone is here. We are looking forward to see your skills.
Okay, right.
And we hope others will learn from you.
Okay. Well, should we have a go then? Have you had a go?
I have.
Many goes.
Many goes.
Yeah, okay. Well, shall we have a little go then? You're going to have to advise me through this.
The first thing is health and safety.
Health and safety. Okay, let's goggle up then.
And then you take a hammer and a chisel.
Okay, my hammer.
To start with, we use pointed chisel.
Okay. Right, here we are then.
So
stand back a little bit.
If you have the idea of what you want to make, then start to remove every piece which you don't like. But you put your chisel at an angle, then you hit the end like that.
Oh, I can see when we've got the goggles on.
Yes, it's to protect your eyes.
So what stone is this?
This stone is called green opal.
Green opal?
Yes.
Okay.
When you polish it, it will be green as all the other green sculptures which you can see over there.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's definitely like a sort of sandy grey colour now, but it would become green. Okay, I'm right-handed, so hammer in the right hand.
In the right hand.
Okay.
Hey, look at that. Yeah.
I mean,
fantastic.
I definitely took off a much smaller part than you did.
Yeah. That's the beginning. Which is good.
There we are.
Yeah.
So no one's got any stone in their eyes? Right, okay, let's give it some welly then.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
What's
So for children and families then that come along to Newby Hall, obviously there's a whole variety of different things that they can do. Shall we introduce Stuart here? Hello, Stuart.
Hello, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Were you impressed by my carving?
Yes, of course I was. Yeah,
thank you.
I got there in the end, eh?
Sounded convincing that. So yeah. What else is there that people can do at Newby Hall as well then?
This is part of the sort of whole suite of things that's on offer at Newby, and we love the Mutumbo thing because it's creative. People enjoy looking at the sculptures. They're a wide range of sizes, suit everybody's garden, really. That's why they're so popular. And to hear the kids, the tap-tap-tap of the hammers with the kids having a go and the squeals of delight and whatever, it's really satisfying, a very creative thing to do. But that's just part of what's on offer. We've obviously got the miniature railway that runs every day, an amazing adventure playground, and the dancing water fountains for the hot days. But I mustn't forget the gardens, which this year are just sublime. It's been a great year for us, and the borders have been replanted 3 years ago, so this is the first year that all the plants in the borders are really at maturity, so it's going to be amazing this year. Mm-hmm. So it all blends together to be a proper family day out, really, to be honest. And the teddy bear museum and the doll's house display, they're all undercover, so if it rains, yeah, you've got somewhere to go.
I bet we can still carve rocks in the rain there, can't we?
Carving rocks in the rain is good. Keeps the dust down, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have a marquee, as we can see. We can give you a shelter in there. It's okay. Not a problem.
And of course, while the kids are having a go, or mums and dads can have a go too, there is a little bit of shopping that could be done as well, because everything that I can see, is it all for sale?
They're all for sale. And yeah, we always deliver on the bigger pieces as well. And on the
That's
smaller
a good
ones,
job.
On the smaller ones, they can take them for the day.
Well, all of you, thank you very much. I better get back to this rock carving, because 2 years is a really long time to not head back to work. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll go for the shiniest chisel.
Yeah, that one is a flat chisel.
I've got the wrong chisel.